This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on August 16, 2026. Airtel Africa's decision to delay Airtel Money's IPO shows how market volatility can reshape the exit path for even Africa's largest fintech assets. This delay highlights the challenges of listing a fintech company, even one with a strong presence in Africa. For builders and operators, this means that having a solid understanding of the market and being prepared to adapt to changing conditions is crucial. Can any consumer fintech in Africa sustain customer acquisition costs below lifetime margin without a physical agent network or telco distribution? As African startup funding nears $1 billion, it's notable that fewer companies are carrying the market, with fewer deals suggesting investors are becoming more selective. This trend indicates that investors are focusing on companies with strong fundamentals and growth potential. For investors, it's essential to look beyond the headlines and examine the underlying structure of the funding landscape. Which African pension regulators will move first to unlock meaningful domestic LP capital, and what changes when they do? The BrainTrust breach serves as a reminder that AI builders cannot treat API keys as an afterthought, highlighting the need for stronger habits around API keys, cloud access, secret storage, and third-party tools. This incident underscores the importance of prioritizing security and investing in robust infrastructure. For AI builders, this means re-examining their security protocols and ensuring that they have the necessary measures in place to protect sensitive information. When the next megadeal collapses or reprices, how much of the headline ecosystem growth of its vintage year goes with it? Yoko's new CEO appointment marks a harder chapter for South Africa's SME fintech market, pointing to a harder phase of fintech building that requires product depth, leadership transition, merchant trust, and operating discipline. This transition highlights the need for fintech companies to focus on building durable assets, such as integration depth and settlement capabilities. For investors and operators, this means prioritizing companies that have invested in building strong foundations and can demonstrate long-term viability. What actually gets built onshore, and who pays for it as AI training stays offshore? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayaza.